Judith Yaffe is Senior Research Fellow at the National Defense University in Washington, D.C., and she joins us now on the line from Virginia. Professor Yaffe, thanks very much for being with us.
It's good to talk to you again, Scott.
And you've just heard Eric Westerfeld's report from us in the scene. What do you believe the U.S. got for its efforts?
Well, I think there are a few things to keep in mind. This kind of ceasefire keeps us out of holy cities, the shrine cities in Iraq. Every time we enter or think we're about entering, we get tremendous resistance and criticism from the Shia worldwide, from Iran, and from and potential resistance inside Iraq. Also, I would keep in mind that we have Muqtada Sadr's brother-in-law and other family members under arrest, that they are deeply implicated in the murder of Ayatollah Khoi, who... again, Muqtada is part of the charges against that. So we still have people close to him under arrest, charged with that event. Mm-hmm. It gives us some sense of cooperation with the Shia clerical community, and that's very important in Iraq, so that if we are showing that we're willing to cooperate, that we're willing to negotiate a solution which allows them to save face, because they desperately want to get Muqtada al-Sadr out of the holy city so that business can return to normal.
Mm-hmm. We understand from reporters on the ground that the Shia clergy very much support this agreement, but let me raise an argument from the other side. Does at least for the moment, U.S. policy to countenance Muqtada al-Sadr send a message to some other people that if you have a militia, you can shoot your way out of trouble?
That's a great question, and you're right. It sends a message which says, if you press the Americans hard enough, if you're difficult enough, you know, the squeaky wheel gets oiled. And so it sends a message, for example, perhaps to the Kurds that says, if you're more demanding, more cranky, more difficult, they'll cave into you on some things. And it can send that message to other segments of the Iraqi political spectrum.
Mm-hmm. There has been talk of trying to incorporate Muqtada al-Sadr into what I guess you would identify or might eventually identify as a mainstream in Iraqi politics. Now, if that should occur, what do you think this represents in terms of overall U.S. policy?
Well, flexibility, would you say? You could say that. The theory of co-optation, if we take him in and we feed him and he sees he's secure in our support, then he will be diffused as a problem and we'll be able to, you know, deal with him. I'm not sure that's true or not, but I think that's part of the theory. Also, the Iraqis, especially the Shia clerics, don't want to see him made a justice, law and order part of that solution. They're very worried about the impact that might have. Mm-hmm. They would prefer to defuse it, throw him something and put it aside. And I think what we're talking about is that something like a 1,000-member council that Brahimi wants, the UN special representative wants to convene in July.
Mm-hmm.
So you can bring a lot of together under that umbrella.
And quick question, Professor,
yes.
If at the same time peace obtains in that area, does it give other people a chance to pick on about their lives and change the political complexion of Najaf?
Yes, so that would be a real victory if we could get that done.
Judith Yaffe, Senior Research Fellow at the National Defense University in Washington, D.C., thanks very much.
You're very welcome.